Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday we finished the study of Revelation. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today on Psalm 119. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we're going to begin the study of the 119th Psalm. However, we'll look at a long introductory into this psalm over the next few days before we actually go through the 119th Psalm. Also, I want to direct our listeners to our website. Our website is www.centralbaptistocala.com. That's CentralBaptistOcala.org. CentralBaptistOcala.org. So if you'll go there, and we are planning to go on a trip to Israel. And you will be able to learn about a trip to Israel right through our website. We'll be gone January the 3rd through the 14th. We'll be visiting sites such as Petra, Mount Nebo, where Moses went up and he looked over the entire land of Israel. And we'll be on the Sea of Galilee, riding in a boat, remembering when Christ walked across that great sea. We'll be at that empty tomb. We'll walk in the streets of Jerusalem. And we'll stop and look from that mountain that looks down on the Valley of Jehoshaphat, the Valley of Armageddon, where the Battle of Armageddon is fought. And so, my friend, I'd love to have you come with me. I'll be teaching the Bible at each stop, and you can tell your pastor about it. Maybe your church would like to send your pastor. It would make a great difference in his life as well as in his preaching. If your pastor has never been to Israel before, let me encourage you to send your pastor to the land of the Bible with us. And perhaps I'll even give your pastor an opportunity to speak while he is in Israel. And what a thrill that would be for him. So, my friend, we would like for you to come with us. And it would be great if your pastor could come as well. Write us. Get in touch with us. We want to hear from you. We want you to come to Israel with us. Now, if you have your Bibles, let's start the introduction to Psalms 119 by reading Psalms 138 and verse 2. You say, now, why would you read a verse like that when you're studying Psalms 119? And I believe that you'll see that as we go along through this introduction to the study of chapter 119. Now, verse 138, verse 2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now, think about that. At the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. What a great name, the name of Jesus. The name referring to the person and his being. Oh, yes, we can praise his name for his loving kindness and truth. And yet, he's magnified the word above the name. So that tells us the importance of the Word of God. I was on a vacation a couple years ago in the month of July. I normally take my vacation then. My wife and I will take about 2 weeks. And so we'll take time, we'll visit friends, and then come back and get right back into the ministry. Normally, I like to take some books with me in my laptop computer. But this particular vacation, my laptop died, and I left my books at home. So on this vacation, I got a notebook, and I started reading the 119th Psalm. I did have my Key Hebrew Greek Study Bible with me. And so, using that, I read the 119th Psalm. About an hour each day, I would spend studying that particular Psalms while I was on my vacation. Sometimes I'd spend more time than that. And I prayed and asked God to help me to see things that maybe I have missed in there. And I believe I had missed quite a bit, to be honest with you. And I also find that His Holy Spirit is the best teacher. Now, most often, when I study a book of the Bible or a chapter of the Bible, I'll have 10 to 12 books. As a matter of fact, we just finished Revelation. I've probably read at least between 12 and 15 complete books on the book of Revelation before I did my verse-by-verse study of this great book with you. So, let me just say that most often I like to read books by good men. Some books are more technical, where they get into words and word meanings, and other books are devotional-type books. By the way, let me just share with you something that I like to do, and maybe it will help you in your Bible study. I designed for our Christian school a 36-week read-through-the-Bible program. Now, you say, why 36 weeks? Because school here is to be 36 weeks long. And so, we designed it for students to be able to read the entire Bible in that 36-week period. I began giving that to our folks on the 1st of January and give them a chance to read through the Bible. And if you'll follow that from January 1st, when you reach sometime in September, you will have read the entire Bible completely through. And I've designed it so that you're reading in four different books, usually at one time, instead of just one book at a time. And it kind of gives you an overview of the Bible while you're reading it. And so I have designed that. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to have a Bible reading schedule, if you'll write me, then we will send one to you. In my studies, I try to read the Bible through at least once each year, and I start in January the 1st. Or thereabout. And I try to be finished by the 30th of June. So in July, I start something different. Now, I have to double up on my own Bible reading schedule to make it by June the 30th. So instead of finishing in September, I'm finished the 30th of June. I spend the rest of the year, the next 6 months, I usually spend studying one book of the Bible. I'll go look through for word meetings, and then after word meetings, I'll go back through and read various commentaries and other books on that one book of the Bible, along with my own Bible reading. Oftentimes, I like to write down some things the Lord impresses on my heart while I'm studying that. And I do this in my own personal devotional time. Normally, I get up at 5 o'clock each morning, Sunday through Friday, and I take that time, that first hour, just to study God's Word. Saturday, I sleep in, and I wait a little bit later to get started with my study. But nonetheless, that might be something that you want to do to get an overview of the Bible each year and then hone in on one book of the Bible. And I just encourage people to be students of the Word of God. Well, as I studied the 119th Psalm that year, God just really impressed things on my heart. And I shared it first with our church, preaching 25 sermons over a period of time. As a matter of fact, I started in October of 2008 and started to preach the first sermon and continued until just recently, preaching it sometimes several weeks in a row, then going away from it and coming back till we finally completed it. Psalms 119 is all about the Word of God, the Bible. I say that it has 22 descriptive applications of the Bible to our lives, and you'll see that as we go on in this study of the book of Psalms. I also find that when you read the 119th Psalm, it is a prayer of the psalmist using the Word of God as a basis for prayer. Boy, that teaches us something right there, does it not? And since the Holy Spirit of God is the one who is the author of all Scripture, although the psalmist writes this, and much of it seems to be testimonial, it's actually the words the Holy Spirit wanted written and things that He wanted us to see. These are the words of God. So it's very important that we pay attention to it. Now, we see many statements about all Scriptures themselves in the 119th Psalm. Now, we must understand the Old Testament statements, and by the way, you may want to write down the references which I read to you here, because they are some interesting references, and you may want to go back and study them. And I hope you do follow us with pencil and paper as we study each time. But we must understand the Old Testament statements. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 says this, "And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as He hath commanded us." Now, this verse is a definition for us of righteousness. It is, we're told, obeying the commandments of God. Well, where are the commandments of God found? Well, His Word. So a righteous man is one who is obedient to God's commandments, to God's Word, because the Bible has told us in Deuteronomy 6:25 that righteousness is to obey the commands of the Lord. Now, many people will speak of commandments of God as being Old Testament only. Did you realize, my friend, that there are over 600 imperative commands in the New Testament, which means that it's imperative, and therefore, as Christians, we will be called to give account. Let us think of the statements of the Word in the Psalms. For example, in Psalms chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, it says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.